Good morning.
Good morning.
Today's lesson is what's next. We just celebrated Easter. Easter's over with, and what do we say? An empty cross. Now we need to go back in time and look at these disciples. They thought they knew the Testament. They thought they knew the Old Testament. They knew there would be a Messiah coming. This was going to be a great leader. This is one of the reasons why today we need to not read the Bible, we need to study the Bible. Anybody can read it, but do they study it? Do you know what it says? The disciples didn't. They didn't understand everything. They knew there was going to be a great Messiah coming. He was going to change the world. A great Messiah came and he changed the world. But he didn't do it the way they thought he ought to do it. They thought this was going to be a great leader come in, get rid of the Roman government, lead the Christians. The Christians were going to become famous. They were going to be great people. Christianity was the thing they were looking for. For 3 years they followed this man. They believed everything he said. And now all of a sudden, he's on the cross. What's next? What are we going to do? What we put all our faith in has now disappeared. Have you ever been disappointed? Have you ever looked at something and thought, that's what I would really like? You got it? And it wasn't. It didn't change a thing. It wasn't what you really wanted. I mean, really disappointed. Not just a little bit disappointed, but really set your sights on something and all of a sudden it isn't what you thought it was. What do I do now? What's next? As we look at the beginning of the scripture, I want to go back a little bit further than we're before Donna read, and we're talking about two disciples. They were from Emmaus. We have to realize that on Easter Day, this was a holiday, a great Christian holiday or Jewish holiday. People come in from all around to celebrate. So everybody knew that this Christ that was supposed to be such a great person was put to death. Apparently he wasn't what he said he was because he's dead. I mean, it's final. That's it. So these disciples, although they believed in Christ and Jesus, and they lived with him all these times, they're heading out of Jerusalem. I mean, Jerusalem is a town that's really disruptive. There's a lot of so-called religious people there, but it isn't safe for the Christians. I mean, if they just hung your leader, what are they going to do to you? Now, where do you stand? So they were going back to Emmaus. As they're walking along, all that's on their mind is all the trouble there was before. You know, did we believe in the wrong person? Do you realize what really happened? You know, here I spent all my time doing this and look what happened. And what happens, Jesus comes up and walks alongside of them. The first question he asked, it was, what's your trouble? You know, why are you so troubled in your mind? And they looked at him and said, where have you been? You know, how can you say that when what happened in Jerusalem? Are you the only person around here that doesn't know what happened? The only one that doesn't know that our Savior was hung on a cross. What we believed in is gone. And they still kept walking and had a lot of problems. Kept telling about all their problems. And then Jesus started to recite different things in the Bible, telling what was going to happen. If they really knew the scripture, they'd know that when he was born, he was going to be here just to serve people for so long, and it predicted that he would die on the cross and rise again. All of these things were told, but they really didn't understand. And so, once they got the message and they realized who Jesus was, they turned around and headed back to Jerusalem. Now, the first mistake was leaving Jerusalem. That's where they should have stayed. So they headed back. And that's where we get into today's verses, where Jesus comes into the room when all the disciples are there. Now, they knew that Jesus could raise people from the dead. They saw this happen. Now, all of a sudden, he's there with them. They've seen him on the cross. They knew he was dead. They heard that his body was missing. Some people said they saw him. But, you know, can you believe anybody that says after somebody died, well, I just saw them the other day? In fact, sometimes I see somebody the other day and I think, didn't they die? I thought they had, but I see them and I know they didn't. They saw Jesus, but did they really see him in their mind, or did they see him? You know, they weren't sure. So he's look on the hand, look on the feet. You know, you can see what it is. Well, they can see that, but are they imagining it, or do they really see it? You know, there's still some confusion there. And if we want to be honest about it, we can see where it would be confused. I mean, it's just hard to believe. So he said, do you have anything to eat? And when he sat down and ate, they had to be pretty sure that this wasn't a ghost. I mean, if this was something, a figment of their imagination, they aren't going to see him eating. I mean, they finally had to believe that this is Jesus. I mean, this is what it is. But still, did they understand everything? Did they really know what had happened and why it happened? And then this is where Jesus talks to them and tells them, stay in Jerusalem. This was when... Yeah, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. This was 40 days after he was crucified when he met these people and said, stay in Jerusalem. He met with the disciples and said, stay together. And they did. He said, I'm going to send something that my Father had said would be sent to you. It will take my place. But you are to wait for it. And they waited 50 days. They waited and they waited. They believed in what he was saying. And then as Keith explained, with this wind coming, when the Holy Spirit came to them, this was another holiday. This was a great Jewish holiday when people from all over the world came for Pentecost. They all came into Jerusalem for this holiday. And as they're there, this is where it says that they all were together in the room. Now the ones that were together, all that were together, is talking about the disciples and anybody that believed. I mean, there weren't non-believers in this room. They all believed. They were all waiting for this Spirit to come. And it came as a mighty wind and as a tongues of flame coming down on them. Now if this happened here today in church, I'm sure we'd all believe without any problem. We would know this is what was happening. If you're waiting for this to happen, you're liable to wait a long time. It doesn't always happen that way. You have to accept Jesus as your Savior. And it isn't something that somebody might say, I can tell you the day, January 10th, and someone here that it happened, and you're looking, I don't remember that ever happening that way to me, so apparently I don't have it. You know, you're looking for something that you could already have, that you have to believe it. You have to believe in Jesus to have this happen. When it happened to these disciples, they could all speak in different languages. And what that is trying to explain is this is the first. Before, if you study the Jesus, he only went around the countryside, just so far. He had to walk. So he didn't go that far to preach the gospel. This is people that come in from all over. And now all of a sudden, they're hearing this preaching. They're hearing about God. They're hearing it because it isn't somebody going and telling them, but they're actually hearing the words being spoken, and they understand. I don't believe that this is talking about people that say they can talk in tongues. I think this is talking about people that when the disciples taught, if you were Italian, you heard it in Italian. If you were Spanish, you heard it in Spanish. Wherever you were from, you heard it in that language. You knew what he was saying. And this was the first for the actual church to be starting to be spread all over the world. Now, I want to read something to you. I want you to imagine this. You're sitting at home, in your own home, one afternoon, and the phone rings. You get up and you answer the phone. And on the other end of the line, it's the president. And he says to you, I have a very important job for you. I'd like you to come and visit me in Washington, D.C. So you go. I mean, who wouldn't be honored, whether you like the president or not, who wouldn't be honored to have the president call you personally and say, come and visit me. I want to see you. Personal invitation. So you go. And he says, I have a job for you. I want you to be an ambassador for me. I want you to go out and talk about the United States of America. I want you to go out and promote this and tell how great it is. Wouldn't you be honored to do that? Wouldn't that be something that would be, you might wonder if you could do it, but if you got the chance, wouldn't this be a great honor? You realize that somebody more important than the President of the United States has called you? He's asked you to be an ambassador. He'd ask you to go out, meet with people that are different than you. People that maybe don't believe what you believe. Maybe people that don't see what you see. But he'd ask you to go out and be his ambassador. All you have to do is talk about him and tell what he believes and what you believe. That's all there is to it. This is what we need to do. Amen.